Echo.
You want me to what?
You know the fans are gonna want you back. The reason Morgan is iconic is because of your performance.
The reason Morgan is iconic is because you guys wouldn't stop cranking those things out.
We wouldn't have cranked them out if the fans didn't go nuts over Morgan. And that's due to your pizzazz. Timo may have come up with this killer character.
I see what you did there.
But you breathed life into her. Made her compelling. You're the one who gave those kids in the 80s nightmares.
I gave kids something other than nightmares. You ever surf DeviantArt?
Gina, babe, you're a gorgeous woman. Even today, you were bound to give boys...
And that's another thing. The last film came out 28 years ago. I'm too old to be playing some sort of evil fairy tale queen.
But legacy sequels are in. Look at how successful Final Cut 5 was last year.
I'm sorry, Richard, but I have to say no. Timur was a philosopher.
Made for even better press releases. The Tinkin Man's master of horror.
Yeah, and he had something to say with that movie. I didn't feel comfortable doing all those sequels.
You loved making those sequels.
I loved making the money those sequels made me. And now I have enough that I can leave that character behind.
Trust me, Gina. Once we get the right script, get Berta on board to direct...
It's a no, Richard.
This is gonna make so much money. But we have to strike fast to capitalize on Timor's death.
No, Richard.
Your loss. Berta, thanks for seeing me.
No worries, Richard. But I'm afraid this meeting is going to be brief.
What do you mean? Did you read some of the treatments? I'm sure you can find one that'll get your motor running.
I skimmed through one or two. One, I appreciate that you thought of me.
How could I not? You were Timor's assistant. He picked you to direct the last one.
And he told me before he died that he regretted giving me his blessing. I'll be relocating to London for the next 6 months, starting the end of the month. Season 5 is starting, and they'd like me to direct a number of episodes. I know you want to act quickly.
Don't worry about that, Berta, honey. The parent company's got some co-production relationships with some English studios. Once they learn how profitable this is going to be, I can easily cut a deal so you can make the films on your weeks off. Some noisy birds you got around here.
My grandmother used to call them Abu Zahir, the father of omens.
Wish you worked that in the script.
I promised Timur I wouldn't do any more with Morgan.
But he doesn't have a say in this. He certainly doesn't now.
That's uncalled for.
You know he sold us the rights.
You wouldn't let him make the film otherwise.
I don't see what that has got to do with it.
You wouldn't. Get out, Richard.
But Berta...
Get out.
You ungrateful...
There's the door.
You're gonna be sorry once this film hits big. You're gonna wish you hadn't burned this bridge.
I know, my friend.
You have walked a long time in these woods.
What do you think?
Horrified.
I know. I worried that Gina would be too hard to replace, but this actress...
I'm not horrified in that way.
What's wrong?
My husband considered you his friend.
We were.
Even when things were strained during his last years, he still thought of you fondly. He was always grateful for you taking a chance on him before you met him.
And I'm grateful for what the Scary Tale franchise did for this studio.
But he hated what you did to his film.
What do you mean?
Timor wanted to say something about how stories alter depending upon the person being told them. And he said it. But you saw money and kept grinding out pictures. He thought you finally tired of all this, but the moment I put my husband in the ground...
I made him a household name. I made the both of you rich.
You made yourself rich. And whenever your bank account dipped, you took advantage of him.
What is it with you broads?
Excuse me?
Gina and your husband made something magical.
Which is why you're replacing her with some big-boobed Ukrainian model.
I offered her the part.
And she refused. Because she was tired of being defined by this. Because she respected Timor's wishes to let it lie.
Why?
Because it's a story, Richard. Stories end. Morgan's story ended.
Loads of fans disagree with you, Evelyn. They want more of Morgan's story. They're demanding it.
Then they can make their own. That's what fan fiction is for, isn't it? Fan films. Hell, let them have parties where they make up their own scary tale sequels. Give the best story a prize.
There's money on the table here, Evelyn. Why can't you get on board?
A lot of people you've been talking to have come to me for advice. I've been telling them what I'll tell you. Timor never wanted Morgan's story to go beyond that first film. If you ever respected him, you leave the property alone.
It's my property. Your husband sold it to me. I own it.
Goodbye, Richard.
Bitch. Zach, are you playing games? I'm gonna need you to run those tests for me again. Zach? Zach?
You own me?
Huh?
You claimed to own my story?
Huh? This is some neat effect, Zach. It looks like she's walking off the screen. Did you put Stan up to this? Some sort of 3D hologram thingy?
No one owns stories. We only lend them to others for a while. And when they're done, they end. So new stories can take place.
Something stabbed me.
Not stabbed.
You're...
As real as your imagination.
I'm bleeding. This isn't happening.
The wife was correct. Stories need an ending. The players within need rest.
I finally have my rest.
You're so beautiful.
Endings make things beautiful. Endings make things full of energy and lively.
But fans want more.
Endings are what makes stories last from generation to generation. Your story is at an end. And they all lived happily ever after.